Welcome to Radio Laurier, Let's Chat. We're your new hosts and we'll be chatting with you every Wednesday, so let us introduce ourselves. I'm Leah. I'm in the psychology program here at Laurier, and I'm from Mississauga.
I'm Parker. I'm in the kinesiology program at Laurier, and I'm from Fort Erie.
And I'm Melissa. I'm also in the psychology program, and I'm from Bowmanville. And I think we should let you guys know why we chose Laurier as our top school. Member who came here for business, and originally that was going to be my major. I was going to major in the BBA program, but last minute I chose psychology because that's really what I wanted to do, and I am very happy with my choice because I've heard the business is very hard and psych is just a little bit more interesting.
So I chose Laurier because I had known a few people that had gone to Laurier for psychology, which is what I'm in. And I heard a lot of good things about it. And I wasn't too sure at first about choosing Laurier, but after a while, I just felt like it would be the right school for me. And I don't regret choosing it.
I chose Laurier because I liked how it was a smaller school and I liked how it was kind of close to home. And I liked the kinesiology program here the best.
Since we're back on campus, we wanted to talk about a few of the new COVID restrictions and things that have closed ever since we've been back. So first things first, the Starbucks here on campus is closed. And that's the most unfortunate to us because we were visiting every single day. That is where we were spending our flex dollars.
Yeah, we even saved them from the last term.
Yeah, we had a few left over.
Make sure it happens every day, but...
So hopefully it opens up. And if you wanted Harvey's, the Union Market, Williams, what else is there? Pico?
Mm-hmm.
What's the other one?
El Torito?
Yes.
Is that what it's called?
I think so, something like that. If you want to eat there on campus, you have to pre-order on Hey Chef. So if you plan on coming back to campus and want to eat at those places, download the app now. $3 off. I'm doing a promo. $3 off your first order. Yeah. Yeah, I did it. Wow. So download Hey Chef, and then you can pick up your food. So if you order on Hey Chef, you probably have to order about 10 minutes in advance, and then you walk there and go pick it up. And they kind of have a good system, so it's not too much work.
So the good thing, though, is that the dining hall seems to be the same. The capacity seems to be at half, so the seating is a bit less, so you kind of have to plan when you're going to eat a bit better. They did, however, add that you have to show your government-mandated vaccine now along with your SafeHawk app.
With the QR code, because they do scan it. So have that prepared if you're coming back to campus. Maybe exactly. Add it to your wallet. I still have to figure that out. We're still trying to figure out what on campus is open and closed and, like, how things are going to work. So we also wanted to talk about our favorite spots on campus that we've been to so far. We've only been here for one term, and... I feel like we didn't do much the first term. We were just focusing on school. But out of the places that we have been, we haven't been to many. But my favorite is the Laz building.
I do like the Laz building. I would really like to go to the atrium, though. I think it's very cool in there. I haven't been there. I've seen it through, like, the windows.
My favorite spot is the concourse. That's it.
Is that the outside spot?
No, is that with Starbucks?
Yeah.
Oh, we haven't. Well, we've been there for Starbucks, but we haven't been there to do work.
I feel like it'd be really hard
to do. It's closed now.
Work.
That is closed now, no?
I think the seating's closed, yeah.
The seating is closed, so you can't even go.
Well, we won't get to go in there, yeah.
I do think it'd be really cool to go to the library one day. That is something I wish that I did in the fall term. But they do have it a bit different because of COVID, where you have to. I know you had to book before, but I think it's a bit more strict on booking your study spaces in advance. They also have the third floor for staff only, so it is a bit different.
I think the library would be a good place to study because I heard that the higher level floor you go up, the quieter it gets.
Yeah,
like you have to be in the library.
There are seven floors, so I wonder what the seventh floor is like.
Speaking about studying in the library, here are some of our favorite songs that we like to study to.
she burns like rum on the fire. Hard and fast and angry if she can be. I walk my days on a wire. It looks ugly, but it's clean. Oh, mama, don't fuss over me. The way she tells me I'm hers and she is mine. Open hand or closed fist, so I'd be fine. The blood is rare and sweet as cherry wine. Calls of guilty thrown at me, oh, while she stains the sheets of some other. Thrown at me so powerfully, just like she throws with the arm of her brother. But I want it, it's a crime that she's not around most of the time. The way she shows me I'm hers and she's mine. Open hand or closed fist would be fine. Blood is red and sweet as cherry wine.
I should let this go. I could be your water and
just need someone in my life to give it structure, to handle all the selfish ways I'd spend my time without her. Yeah, everything I want, but I can't deal with all your lover. You're saying I'm the one, but it's your actions that speak louder.
Really shocking news, though. Bob Saget, who is a comedian and an actor, died at 65. So in case you didn't know, he actually played Danny Tanner, who was the father on Full House. He passed away, I believe it was on Sunday. He was found unresponsive in his hotel room in Orlando by Orange County Sheriff's Office.
Oh.
That is who confirmed the death. So that was a very big heartbreak for a lot of people. Full House actually came out a long time ago, way before we were born. Like, my parents used to love the show.
Yeah. I've never watched it.
Isn't there a newer version?
Fuller House.
Fuller House. Yeah, Fuller House.
Mm. I don't believe the dad is in it, and if he is, I believe it
I don't think so.
For one episode. But it has all of them grown up now. It's like the three children, or I guess just the two. That's what my mom watches.
I haven't watched either, but I've heard neither it's good.
It is very good, but he unfortunately passed away at a very young age.
That is really young.
That is, yeah.
On top of that, Betty White also passed away on December 31st, 2021, right before New Year's. She died in California from a cerebrovascular accident. Really unfortunate. Betty White was the queen. What was really, really unfortunate was that she passed away just right before she turned 100. So she was 99. When was her birthday?
I think it was January 17th.
So basically right before she turned 100. Yeah. So they've still released the magazines that they had prepared
for her big birthday.
Yeah, for her turning 100.
It's gonna be a huge thing.
And they let them out. But I bet a lot of people bought them, honestly.
Like, Betty White was famous for Golden Girls. I feel like that was the biggest kind of accomplishment she had in her younger days.
Betty White was known as America's sweetheart. That's what everybody called her. They loved her. And let me just quote her just for a second so we can really appreciate her. So Betty White said, "Don't try to be young. Just open your mind." She's an icon.
She was also a very big role model for a lot of people. She was in Golden Girls. That's how I knew her.
She was funny. I've seen a lot of comedy things of her, which I don't think is that what she did?
I've never watched Golden Girls, actually.
I saw a comedy clip of Betty White and Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, they were very close.
They were close?
They were very close. Like, he really looked up to her. He did like
her a lot. How do you know that?
It's known fact.
And you know what? I just predicted this. Betty White's, one of her favorite songs is 9 to 5 by Dolly Parton. I feel like that was predictable.
As a tribute to Betty, here is her favorite song. Tumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping. With folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. Barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind. Step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. In the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Barely getting by, it's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind and you never get the credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it. 9 to 5, yeah, they got you where they want you. There's a better life and you think about it, don't you? It's a rich man's game, no matter what they call it. And you spend your life putting money in his wallet. 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Barely getting by, it's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind and they never give you credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it. 9 to 5, yeah, they got you where they want you. Elon Musk actually wanted to donate $6 billion to solve world hunger. However, he won't do that unless he knows exactly how his money will be spent and how it will work towards solving this issue.
I guess he's just a kind-hearted guy. I don't know anything about him,
to be honest. He's going to sell his Tesla stock to do it. That's his plan.
There's no way.
So actually, I believe it was the WFP, the World Food Program, actually came out with an article explaining where his money would go. So they said that they would use $3 billion for food and delivery, which is like the cost of shipping, transporting to the country, the warehousing. $2 billion would be for the cash and food vouchers, so the transaction fees, so that the markets can kind of function. And then they would use $700 million for the country-specific costs to design, scale up, and manage the implementation of efficient and effective programs for, you know, millions of more food and cash transfers and vouchers. So, I mean, we'll see what happens there.
He's a great guy. That's crazy. Little fun fact, he went to Queens. He dropped out, though.
Oh, really?
Just a motivation for all of you.
And now he's...
Now he is solving world hunger.
Multi-billionaire.
He's solving world hunger.
Last I heard, I thought he wanted to like expand life on Mars or something. Like,
oh yeah, I also heard about that. No, he's like, solving world hunger now.
He just has,
or maybe he's doing it all.
He doesn't know what to do with it.
Yeah, I don't think people realize like the difference between like a million and a billion.
Yeah, you can do like anything. Speaking of Elon Musk, we're gonna play some of his ex-wife. I think they're divorced. Ex-wife. Yeah. Some of his ex-wife's songs. So here's Grimes for you. Some other good news, Kylie Jenner is pregnant, or she already had her baby. Conspiracy, we're not sure, but for anyone that cares, Kylie Jenner is pregnant, and we're going to give you our thoughts, And kind of predictions. Because I'm predicting a boy. What are you predicting?
I also believe it's a boy. I think it would just be iconic for her to have one girl, one boy. And I think if anyone can make that happen, it's her. It's
Kylie Jenner. It's Parker, what do you think it's going to be?
Any thoughts, concerns?
Just to play devil's advocate, I'm going to guess it's a girl. Okay. I have no reason, though.
I'm going to prove you wrong. Let me tell you. Okay? I'm not a scientist. I'm not a doctor. But based on images, she looks like she's carrying low, which is a sign of a boy, which I don't actually know if she is. I haven't seen photos of someone not carrying low, someone is carrying low, but in my mind, I think it is. I think she is. I wish we could ask Miss Jenner herself, but 8 signs of having a girl. I searched it up for you, Parker. Ask Kylie, severe morning sickness? That's a sign of a girl.
Next one.
Oh, see, carrying the baby high is a sign of a girl. But where a woman carries her baby depends on her body type, weight gain, fitness level, and muscle strength. So does it really say anything about the gender? I still think so.
I do wonder if she knows the gender.
I think she already had the baby. That's what everyone's saying.
But say she didn't. Do you think that she's the type to keep it a surprise until she has it? Or do you think that she'll ask the doctor?
Oh, no, she's asking the doctor. They need to get, like, matching cars or something with, like, the color blue or color pink.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's... I didn't even really know she was pregnant until she posted on Instagram. Like, the first baby was obviously so private. Like, she posted that YouTube video, and that was the first time you ever heard about Stormy.
Oh, yeah.
And this time, I feel like it's so public, but yet so many people were shocked by it. They didn't even know she was pregnant until...
nobody knows anything. But she has posted on Instagram, like, a few times now. So... something I'm looking forward to, honestly. I want to know the name. That's what's really interesting. I just want to know what the name is going
to
be.
I do think if it's a boy, it'll have something to do with, like...
this guy.
Or even Travis. I think it will be, like, a tribute to Travis. If it's a girl...
oh, that's what people are saying.
Yeah. If it's a girl, though, how are they going to top Stormy?
They can't. And that's why it's not going to be a girl. It will be a boy. End of story. So, in the following Wednesdays, I guess we'll keep you guys updated, as if the whole world won't know already, but we'll mention it in one of our next shows, and we'll talk about the name, the gender, what it's been bought already, the cars, everything, the Birkins, anything. So, recently, I saw that The Hype House was on Netflix. Apparently it was, like, on the US Netflix first, but it just came to Canada, and I swear it's in the top 10 already.
It is.
Terrible show, though. I watched the whole thing, really? I have to admit. I watched the entire thing.
I watched a bit of the first episode, and I feel like I could watch it, but I have to be into it.
No, I wasn't into it.
This is weird.
It was background. It
made me uncomfortable.
Yeah, no, I know. It was background stuff. Half of them, I don't know who they are. Like, okay, some of you guys can be famous. Charlie D'Amelio was in it. She made appearances. But half of them, I don't know who they are.
Yeah.
And they're like, we're working so hard to keep the Hype House together. I didn't even know the Hype House was still going.
No, yeah.
I literally did not know it was still going. Honestly, waste of a show on Netflix, because everybody's mad because The Society, is that what the show is called?
Mm-hmm.
Got canceled on Netflix. And they're like, they really brought the Hype House on here. It wasn't that good, but I bet there will be another season because it's doing so well.
Yeah.
But honestly, it made me realize I like Nikita Dragon. But...
I'm not gonna lie, I don't know who that is. I also don't really know who's in the Hype House, because I don't have TikTok. Like, who even is in it?
Honestly, no one important.
Chase left the Hype House.
Oh, yeah, in the show.
And that was, a big thing. That's the only person I knew.
No, there's no one left that anyone knows. Like, everybody's gone.
Yeah, it's, like...
it's random people.
And it's, like, the famous people and, like, their significant other, who is just famous for being with them.
Yeah,
so
it's really strange.
So what's the show about, then? Like, these TikTokers'
it's
lives?
Like, their it's lives just now
their
that
lives
they're famous.
In, like, the house that they all live in together.
That's so
they're
odd.
Like million
oh,
dollar
oh, Vinny
house.
Hacker. That's a big one that's in it.
Oh, I've
he's,
heard of him,
everyone
yeah.
loves Vinny. But that's honestly, he's the most famous one there. Like, they need him to survive, I swear. But there will probably be another season, and they hinted at the end. New people coming in.
Thank God.
I know, but who's watching? Are you going to watch
I don't know. I feel like if I get bored, I'm watching You right now, which I watched a bit of, then I stopped to watch Selling Sunsets.
Selling Sunset. Selling I watched Selling Sunset. Sunset and I watched Selling Tampa.
That was terrible. I couldn't
Selling finish. Sunset?
No.
Selling Tampa.
I couldn't finish it.
Which one?
Selling Tampa.
Oh, you started it too.
I did.
I haven't heard of either of them.
It's real estate shows. It's I liked
the
it.
The rich real estate.
Like women. Luxury real estate. I liked it.
So much drama.
That's who I wish I was.
Modern
favorite show on Netflix. Go.
I feel like it has to be Pretty Little Liars.
That's so...
I haven't watched it in a while. I also really like The Fosters. So that will always be a good show.
I actually really did like The Fosters. I rewatched it a couple times.
Very good.
Although when they changed Jesus
from JT Austin
to Noah Centineo,
They didn't even look alike. Bad. It was a really bad switch.
Yeah. After that, I think the show got worse.
Yeah.
Personally.
You just get attached to the characters.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't think I'd be able to choose my favorite TV show. I'm going on the Netflix app right now because I need to see it, like, to remember. I've watched so many shows on Netflix. I couldn't tell you what my favorite is. I've watched Pretty Little Liars. I've watched The Fosters. I watched Vampire Diaries. I watched, like, everything. But I don't know. I could give some good recommendations, but I don't think I could choose a favorite.
I just finished New Girl for, like, the 7th time, and I'm rewatching Brooklyn Nine-Nine right now.
I've never watched that.
Really? Oh, I think it's so funny.
Oh, you know what else is really good? Gilmore Girls.
Oh, Gilmore Girls only is a
classic. I couldn't watch it.
When you told me that the, what's it called, like the...
There's like an after, like yeah. There's only like 4 episodes and it like shows their life after.
I couldn't watch it.
It wasn't very like good, no.
I couldn't even watch Gilmore Girls. Sorry to offend both of you.
I think but
I hated the characters. They were terrible. I like shows and movies when they're in court or it's kind of crime related, and I'm not sure why, but some good recommendations. I like 7 Seconds. It's a show on Netflix. I also like The Trial of the Chicago 7, if anyone has seen that.
I haven't heard of either of these.
You haven't heard of them?
Do you like Criminal Minds, like those kind of shows?
No, I don't know. It's like different.
You don't? I love Criminal Minds.
I watched it as like a child.
I love that show.
I also liked on Netflix, When They See Us. Is a really good show based on a true story. I'm not going to tell you because I actually think you guys should watch it. It's a really, really, really good show.
I don't like anything that's based off a true story.
I love stuff based off of true stories.
Like, some of it's okay, but...
Those are the ones that, like, hit you the hardest. Like, that's what makes you, like, sit there and, like, cry about it. They're so good.
It depends on, like, what the storyline is. Some of them are okay. Some of them I'm like, I'd rather not know that happened in real life.
No, like, you need to know. And that's what makes them so good.
I like true stories. Like, I like watching documentaries, though, too.
Like, sometimes I will, but it's not my favorite.
I hate documentaries. Ever since in my science class, we had to watch, like, a whole 2-hour one about water. I will never sit through a documentary. Even, like, the Animal Planet ones.
What?
I mean, they're all right.
It was about an octopus. I think it was, like, I don't know what it was called, but I liked that one. I don't know. I like documentaries. I also like TED Talks too. I do watch those in my free time.
Yeah.
Those are like more motivational.
Apparently at UBC, you can sign up to do a TED Talk.
Really?
Yeah.
Like as a student?
Yeah.
Do you have to like show them and get it?
I think it's like, I don't know if it's a competition, but you definitely have to get like chosen.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I've heard though. I don't know how it's going to work, but apparently they have that at UBC.
That's pretty cool.
We also wanted to bring up some albums that were recently released. Honestly, released really, really recently. But starting with Bryson Tiller, his Christmas album.
That was something else.
No, I thought the song, he has a song on there where he's singing it with his daughter. And I thought that was kind of cute. But I wouldn't listen to it. Like, I listened to the album once and was like, that's terrible.
Yeah, Didn't Justin Bieber come up with
one? He was on a song, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't like it.
That was like a questionable album. But he really wanted to get into the Christmas spirit.
Yeah.
I honestly didn't listen to much of it.
Like big fans loved it.
Yeah.
It wasn't that good though.
Christmas Day.
Maybe a controversial opinion, but it was okay. Not even. It was I listened to it once and that was it. But The Weeknd also came out with an album, literally like this weekend. It wasn't like the Weeknd. It was like a little. I like the Weeknd, but the album was not good. He's becoming so, like, mainstream on the radio only.
Oh, like more like the pop song, like almost.
What, Blinding Lights? That's a terrible song. Like, that's a terrible song. I can't sing it for you, but Blinding Lights, Take My Breath. My friend likes Take My Breath. But anyways, the album wasn't that good. I was disappointed. I had, like, some hope. I couldn't even tell you if, like, maybe one of them is, like, okay. Maybe I'd have to listen again, and I'll change my opinion. Because, you know, the first time you listen, and you're like, ah, but then you go back to it. But the first time I listened, I was kind of disappointed.
I'm not a big Weeknd fan. Like, I don't really know a lot of his songs, but, like, I just remember him being in the Super Bowl, and I knew those songs. Oh, yeah.
I
know
the mainstream
ones.
What did he sing at the Super Bowl? Like, Starboy?
I couldn't tell you the songs. I don't really listen to, like, that kind of music, but...
It was a weird Super Bowl. I watched it. I only watched the Super Bowl for the performance.
The performance, yeah. I don't know anything about football. But speaking of the Weeknd, here are some songs from his new album.
The fire in your eyes. I saw the fire when I look into your eyes. You tell me things you wanna try. I know temptation is the devil in disguise. You risk it all to feel alive. Yeah. You're offering yourself to me like sacrifice. You said you do this. up every day. Maybe right from the start, I know that look you give when we're fighting, we're fighting. 'Cause I used to be the one who was lying, oh lying. Oh, is there someone else or not? 'Cause I wanna keep you close. I don't wanna lose my spot, 'cause I need. With my kinfolk, front page of the billboard, suit and tie, cigar smoked. My calendar shots till it burned throats. We still celebrate a Super Bowl. Catalog looking legendary, ring froze like it's February. XO, that's a mercenary. A quarter bill on and off, yeah. Used to sing on logs, but now we cruising on a yacht, we clear. Yeah, said you wanted your. You got this deal. The city dark, city dangerous. Your girlfriend's trying to pair you with somebody more famous. But instead you ended up with someone so basic, faceless. Someone to take your pictures and frame it. And my new girl, she a movie star. My new girl, she a movie star. I love her right, make her scream like Neve Campbell. But when I make her laugh, swear it cures my depressing thoughts. Baby girl, she a movie star. Baby girl, she a movie star. I told myself that I'd never fall, but here we go again. Ooh.
much love is strong to me. Some things can change, go wrong with me. We don't know how it's going to be. Forever is too long to me. We don't need the government involved because we like to touch. We don't need no damn religion telling us that we in love. But if we did crash down the road, spending lawyer fees up, pen and pad gon' save my ass if these feelings freeze up. You gon' sign this prenup. You gon' sign this prenup. You gon' sign this prenup. You gon' sign this prenup.
So, some COVID restrictions have kind of surfaced that are a bit new, like the 5-person per household, not including your family, but you're allowed to have up to 5 guests in your house. Also, they closed all the indoor seating, so the restaurants are all patio. A lot of people have heated their patios specifically for...
I'm sorry, that. This is shocking. I need to interrupt you. On the City of Waterloo website for funeral services. Okay, outdoor funerals, you can have as many people. But if you want to do an indoor one, 30 people max.
Yeah.
City of Waterloo, I guess.
And the school shut down. The elementary schools and the high schools. Oh, yeah. At least
that's crazy. You never really think, okay, you're like school shut down. But like, imagine like your funeral. And you can't like postpone a funeral.
Yeah.
That's insane. And then obviously like marriage ceremonies.
Mm-hmm.
There's like, it's limited obviously. And whatever.
Well, we'll see if they go beyond January.
Do you think that we're going to be back in person for classes? I do not think so.
For the semester? I don't know.
You know what? I don't want to say I hope we don't go, but I kind of hope we don't. I hate like starting it online and then switching to in person. Like I feel like that's so much like stress on all of us. Like that's so much work. Even like our prof for psychology was talking about that, where he was like, there are kids that live like in Ottawa right now and are going to Laurier because they're just doing it online. Even like professors, like they don't want to come down here, find a place to live. Like if you're starting it online, I feel like you might as well just stay online, which is kind of unfortunate, but like at least like open up like maybe the stuff on campus eventually. But it's just stressful having to go like randomly switch, like in the middle of a semester, to in person.
Yeah, I do kind of want to go in person though, because we haven't like had the real like in class experience though.
Yeah, the reason I feel like I'm saying I don't want to go in person is because it's scary.
Yeah,
like we haven't written a test in person in like how long, doing exams.
Yeah, like the response, like lockdown,
having to walk there, get there. Yeah, like no, we haven't done any of that, and I like, I don't know, it scares me having to do tests in person. And, like, listening to a professor teach and, like, having to write down what they're saying instead of, like, maybe it's going to be recorded or they're going to post, like, the lecture slides. That just makes me panic, the thought of that.
Yeah, it's definitely different because, like, the asynchronous videos, you can just pause, you can rewind it, watch it again. But, like, live lectures, I can't imagine.
No, honestly. Like, it would be really difficult.
Yeah.
I think it'd be really difficult.
Like, even, like, live, like, Zoom calls, like, I feel... They still post everything, right?
And yeah.
They're still, like, you can still, I don't know.
Yeah, it'll definitely be different. I mean, I was for sure looking forward to going to in-person. But now that we've already started online, I don't think I would want to just switch February, like, come February.
Mm-hmm.
And have to learn in-person while I'm already, like, a good month into my courses. And it's getting to the point where a lot of assignments are coming out and tests are starting that I'm going to have to just learn how to do in person.
I need time to like mentally prepare for that, like, and that would not be enough time. Like I need to know like months in advance, and then like I'll plan like if I'm going to be prepared to go in and do that.
Yeah, I mean, I think for sure by next year
we will be in person. I don't want to jinx it, but I think by then they might be able to do the in-person classes, hopefully. But for this term, I honestly don't think we will go back.
Yeah, but we'll see. So the, like, everyone's getting COVID now with the new variant. It's just, if it does open up, it's just going to be like everyone's going to get COVID. Because the cases have gone up like a lot since like after break, right? I think we only had a couple cases before break, and now there's like a lot of people like isolating. I think we are lucky though that we're even allowed to come back to residence, because I know a lot of schools aren't allowing like kids back on res, or a lot of the things are closed. So they don't like allow students to go back.
Like that, Queens?
Yeah, like Queens isn't allowed to go back. I don't think Western's going back for a bit, like another month, at the end of the month.
Really? I thought Western was going back. I'm not sure, though.
I don't know. I know there's a couple schools, though, for sure, that just aren't allowed to go back to campus.
Mm-hmm.
So, have either of you watched The Squid Game on Netflix?
Yeah, I watched it.
I have not. No. I've heard a lot about it, though.
I watched the first couple episodes, which were pretty good, but...
You didn't finish it?
I didn't. That's my issue. I start shows, and then I never finish them. But the old man in that show, he actually just became the first Korean actor to win a Golden Globe Award.
He honestly was really talented. He was, like honestly, my favorite character. Not my favorite, but he was, like, one of the best characters.
He was good. He won the first Golden Globe Award, his first, at 77 years old.
That's, like, crazy. I wonder how long he's been acting. Did he start acting when he was kind of older?
He actually began acting in theater in 1967.
Oh, so he's been, like, his whole life.
Yeah. He's appeared in over 200 productions.
That's crazy. He was really good in Squid Games. Can't spoil it, but talented man.
It did blow up.
I also heard Mr. Beats, or the YouTuber or something, the Mr. Beats, like, he did a version of Squid Games on YouTube.
I have no idea who that is.
Did you hear about that?
Who is that?
It was like, wasn't it like kind of like a big thing, like, where other YouTubers participated? Some TikTokers?
I don't know. I just heard that, like, Squid Games got, and Netflix, like, got mad because Mr. Beats' version, like, got more views and got more, like, publicity and stuff than the actual Squid Game. So he was, like,
I didn't hear about this.
I think, okay. I think I've seen it. I think I've seen, like, some clips of it. I don't know.
Mr. Beast, he staged a massive Squid Game set replica, and obviously, like, a non-lethal version of Squid Games. So we got, like, 456 contestants. And gave away $456,000 cash prizes. Netflix got mad, and he got, like, slammed for plagiarism.
It's crazy.
I can't believe you guys didn't hear about that. So for the new winter term, do you guys have any goals for the semester?
Yeah. I'll tell you my goals. Okay. So my first goal is that I want to start going to bed at a decent time and waking up at least kind of early, because I can't be going to sleep at like 3 a.m. every single day and then just sleeping until 12. I feel like that's such a waste of my day. And you know what? I feel like I do work better at night, but I feel like everyone claims that and it's not true. But that's one thing I want to work on, and that is my goal for the winter term. I also kind of want to be more organized and plan ahead and not even leave things to the last minute. I feel like I don't really do that, but just be more organized with, like, my work and, like, have the dates things are due written down, like, everything just really organized. What about you?
I would say my goal would be to kind of stay on top of work, kind of like what you said, but more so, like, when kind of like tests or midterms come up, start studying well in advance. I feel like I kind of left my studying a little bit. I lost my train of thought. Let me just go back a little bit. I feel like I left my studying kind of to the last minute last term. And I feel like I would benefit so much more if I planned around maybe just like an hour a day, just kind of studying, trying to study one thing at a time. I also want to kind of explore what's around here and campus a bit more. Because we haven't been in person, I feel like there's a lot of buildings and sunny...
I feel like we haven't been since we, like, started from there.
I feel like since we haven't been in person, I haven't really been able to go to many study spots. I have been to the last building. I have seen the atrium, but I would love to kind of, like, study in the library or the concourse or just kind of get out of my room more and, like, the building. What about you, Parker?
I agree with all those, but I would say probably, like, just stop procrastinating as much because you get behind, like, so fast, like, in just time management, I guess, altogether.
Yeah, those are good ones.
Yeah, but a sleep schedule is,
yeah, like, really important.
I know. I feel like just being here. So, Kim and Kanye are no longer together. I feel like as much of a shock that was, people kind of saw it coming.
I don't like that he has a new girlfriend. It's probably fake, though.
I have seen that. But it is going around that Pete Davidson and Kim have been seen together.
Yeah.
Nothing confirmed. They can
be together, though. I don't have a problem with that.
Isn't he really young?
He's way younger than her. Okay. She's, like, 40-something. He's, like, late 20s, I swear.
I don't really know anything about Kim and Kanye, I'm not gonna lie.
It is really sad. I really love them together. It kind of makes me cry. I was really sad.
I feel like he was a bit distant, though. Like, I feel like Kim needed someone who, like, would be way more in the spotlight with her. Because she was, like...
I don't know. I feel like... No, I like them together.
It wasn't an iconic couple, though. That
he was terrible, like, at the end. That's what everyone says. But, no. I guess she could be with Pete Davidson. That's fine. I'm so upset. But... he can't have a new girlfriend.
Well, it all started when they were on Saturday Night Live and they did their kiss.
Yeah.
When they're doing their Aladdin skit.
Because they just fell in love.
And I don't know if, like, the fans' reactions is what kind of, like fueled the fire of them kind of, like, showing off. Or if they actually did like each other. Because they have been seen a lot.
Or is it just a publicity stunt?
That's what I'm saying. Both could be
really realistic. To be honest.
It could have been for the fans, or it could be because they love each other.
We're going to take a little break, so enjoy some music.
You begging it's a doozy, but beggars cannot be choosy. Been a queen for 8 summers, just tell them to call me Susie. This that Nikki, this that Uzi, this Hennessy got me woozy. Broke the internet in 54 11s and some Gucci. The blue ribbon eating sushi, this that this that where this chatter hoochie. Fuck all of y'all like a hoochie. Giving them bars since the tea. I ain't going back to juvie. I am Nikki Yamaguchi. Cause I skate with the ice. I don't say what's the price. Looking like it's a heist. I've been winning all my life. On the road, it's a dice. Since that itty bitty picky. Rub my city like committees. If you fucked it up with Nikki, you feel pretty fucking street. Anyway, I'm stopping bags like the TSA. Listen up, you little bitches. This is a PSA. I'm still shading all these niggas. Yeah, the beat away. You gotta pay me flat bread, yeah, to Peter way.
I know you're sad and tired. You got nothing left to give. You'll find another life to live. I know that you'll get over it. Wish I never, ever, ever told you things. I was only trying to show you things. I stopped, heart on your neck, tried to froze your ring. I had to get me a new beat to hold the pain. We was in Hawaii looking at the rain. She's smiling happy, but I'm laughing cause no man lame. Damn, that just goes to show me money don't attract things. Stuck to the plan, even though you used to go with my man. Yeah.
I know you're sad and tired. You got nothing left to give. Yeah, you'll find another life to live. I know that you'll get over it. See, I tied up my rap, you strapped up your wrist. Diamonds on your neck, I sell on my wrist. Compliment myself. She don't want me, I'm running wild. I respect her on that level. She don't want me, then I'ma let her. Go over there with that bro fella. Walk off my Saint Laurent, rock that leather. Ooh, my new chick, I swear that she better. Ooh, want me back, never. Ooh, that's true. That right. She sipping one wet in, yeah, I swear I get her wet. My Louboutins new, so my bottom stays red. No, I'm not a rat, but I'm all up on my chest. She talked to your homie, she said we should be together. Gave me brand with so insane that I made her my head. If she ever call my phone, you know I got a dad. But I like that girl too much, I wish I never met her. I know you've had some time, but you'll get over it. You're the life to live. You're fine.
You can drive all night. all night, looking for the answers in the pouring rain. Wanna find peace of mind. Looking for the answer.
Lying, stealing, cheat, and beg you from her knees. Make you think she needs it this time. She'll tear a hole in you, the one you can't repair. But I still love her. Hey.
follow your dreams. Yeah.
Wanna get a mansion, a jacuzzi, a theater to watch my movies, couple whips and lots of fancy things. The kids they call the Goonies. I see the future, crystal ball, mirror, mirror hanging on the wall. Who the flies, white boy of them all? Got your girlfriend screening all the calls. She bubbling, we fucking and you cuddling. Like baby, where the fuck you been? Don't wanna tell you she in love with him. So we ain't saying nothing. You could probably tell she bluffing, cause she kissed you with the mouth. She gave me head with my concussion. Yeah, she blushing all red. Wanna rush and go to bed. You interrogate that bitch like you the feds. So she says she in love with a rock star. Rock star wanna smoke my weed. So she asked me where the tops are. Tops are.
Oh,
top drawer. Smoke this blunt, then let me take them home and do anything I want. I said, baby, I can ride ya, just let me get inside ya. I can take you higher if you hit this vaporizer. I got that dope dick, I'll be a supplier. You grabbing on my sheets and hitting notes like you Mariah. Obsessed with me, undress a freak on ecstasy. I'm out and then she texting me like, what you do?
I just want you to know.
That's it for today. We'll see you next Wednesday on Radio Laurier Let's Chat.
Thank you guys for listening. We'll see you next Wednesday.